Hello and welcome to the Radio King blog. This week, we're talking about common mistakes to avoid when broadcasting a live radio show. When it comes to the radio world, broadcasting live is a great way to connect with your listeners and encourage loyalty. By going live on air, your audience has the possibility of interacting directly with your radio and creating unique moments. However, don't rush into a live show without taking a few precautions and preparing yourself beforehand. Today, we're sharing some top tips to avoid common mistakes and obtain a real professional result. Number 1. Avoid parasite noises. This is probably one of the most obvious mistakes, but avoiding parasite noises isn't as easy as you might think. To start a live broadcast, it's essential to be in a calm environment, but it doesn't stop there. The sources of parasitic noise can be much more varied than simple background noises caused by traffic or your household appliances. For example, if you're on a parquet floor, you'll need to be extra careful not to make noise compared to a carpeted floor. The same goes for furniture that creaks at the slightest movement. Don't forget that your setup plays a big role when it comes to parasite noises. Touching your microphone stand or moving the cable is very likely to cause noises that will be perceived by your listeners. Your own movements should also be limited. Tapping your foot, scratching your beard, leaning back in your chair too often, breathing hard, coughing, etc. These are all noises that can obstruct the synergy between your audience and your content. This is the first step to an enjoyable live broadcast, so remember to pay special attention to the points mentioned above. Number 2. Have good quality equipment. So, even if, technically, running an online radio station only requires a computer and an internet connection, we recommend that you invest a minimum for live broadcasting. Nowadays, good quality material is available at an affordable price. We can easily equip ourselves with the necessary tools for less than $600. So, what do we mean by necessary equipment? The term live broadcast goes hand in hand with talk shows and, consequently, microphones. There are now excellent studio microphones for around $150. Careful, depending on the configuration of your studio setup, as well as the format you offer, your needs in terms of microphones will evolve. You can discover our selection of microphones for under $160 on our blog. Another essential, headphones. It's very important to wear headphones that will give you an accurate preview of what your listeners are hearing, including those potentially equipped with a great sound system. Just like microphones, you can find a great quality pair of headphones for less than $160. You can discover our selection on our blog. Finally, you may need an audio mixer too. This will depend on your setup, so the number of microphones, for example, and it will also allow you to have better control of your audio inputs and outputs. Here again, we've picked out some affordable models that are ideal for getting started. You can discover them on our blog. After these rather obvious tips that deserve some clarification, let's move on to the mistakes that we don't necessarily think about. Number 3. Optimize your bandwidth. Here's a subject that's taken on all its meaning and full scope since many of us have started working from home on a daily basis. When you broadcast live on your radio, your internet speed is a crucial resource. With a low bit rate, the sound quality of your broadcast will be greatly impaired without you being able to hear it via the feedback of your headphones. The good news is that nowadays it's rare to have an insufficient internet connection to stream compressed audio. However, if this is your case, be sure to do your best to limit your bandwidth usage. To do this, we invite you to cut off all downloads, reduce the number of open websites at one time, and cut off the various devices connected to your Wi-Fi. You can also equip yourself with a monitoring tool to keep an eye on all this. Number 4. Prepare your show. The content of your live broadcast will hardly live on its own. Before going live on air, establish the content of your ideal show. This is what we call a script. By being prepared, your show will be much more enjoyable and lively, and you'll find yourself more relaxed. Besides the show, prepare yourself too. You need to master your live broadcast from A to Z. This doesn't just mean knowing your content inside out, but also being prepared to allow room for improvisation when necessary. It's also about being able to handle situations such as a technical issue, a guest that's going off topic, roadworks, and many other possibilities. If you want to dig deeper, we invite you to follow lesson number 5 of our Radio Academy dedicated to the success of your first live broadcast. Last tip for this part, don't forget the music. Playing 1 or 2 songs regularly allows you to take a break, refocus the subject, and check that everything's going well technically. Number 5. Find a balance between music and voice. Indeed, we think it's important to keep playing music even during a live broadcast, but be careful not to make silly mistakes that can ruin the experience for your listeners. When playing music and speaking at the same time, keep an eye on the audio level of both tracks. The music should be audible without overpowering your voice. To do this, lower the music track by at least 10 decibels compared to the voice track. Our top tip for you? Avoid speaking over lyrics. Choose a song without lyrics to illustrate your point, or in case of a song with lyrics, speak only during the musical intro or outro. The last simple mistake is leaving your microphone on when you're not speaking. We invite you to always turn your microphone off during a song, or to avoid the strange popping sound when turning off the equipment, we recommend that you simply lower the volume to the minimum if possible, taking care to put it back at the same level when you want to speak again. Number 6. Articulate when live. Another mistake that's unfortunately still too common is a lack of clarity in the voice. It's such a shame to have a technically perfect live show ruined because of this simple mistake. You can easily find exercises online that you can practice right before your live show. Remember to relax your jaw, take a deep breath, and have fun. This is probably the most endearing factor in live radio. A presenter who's having a good time on air naturally radiates a communicative joy and can even make you forget about minor technical mistakes. By approaching your live show as a moment of exchange and pleasure, you'll eliminate the pressure or anxiety. Not everything will be perfect on your first try, but you'll get a little bit better each time. So get out there and have fun. We hope that this article will help you prepare for your live radio shows and avoid these common mistakes. If you don't have your own radio station yet, why not launch your free 7-day demo today?